Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling the Civic Opera. Our schedule for this week is as follows. On Monday, there will be a performance by the State Symphony Orchestra. Tuesday through Friday, we feature the folk opera, Song of the Village. All performances for these shows begin at 8 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, we feature the opera, The Unhappy Soldier by Fauster. Performances for these shows begin at 9 p.m., and there is a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Reserved seat tickets for all performances will be on sale at the Civic Opera box office and at Metro Disc record shops throughout the city. Tickets are also sold at the door 1 hour prior to showtime on a first-come, first-served basis, and seating is based on availability. To view seating charts and for online credit card sales, please visit www.opera.com. Thank you.
Number 95. What is on the program for Monday? Number 96. What is true about the weekend performances? Number 97. What is said about tickets bought at the door? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
First off, let me welcome everyone to this tour of the Greenwich Observatory, home of the Prime Meridian. Greenwich is the noon of the world's day, while the international dateline on the other side of the world is the line where one day ends and the next begins. Why was Greenwich chosen as the base point for measuring time? Well, over the years, the observatory's chief astronomers had greatly advanced the science and the instruments of timekeeping. Also, world travel and commerce had grown, and much of the world's shipping went in and out of British harbours. And finally, while there were other candidates, choosing Greenwich for the meridian meant that the dateline would fall in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, a very wise choice. Imagine the confusion if the dateline cut through a populated area. If your home, for instance, was in Tuesday, but your office was in Wednesday. Now, we'll go on inside and have a look at the building. Follow me.
Number 98. Who is the speaker? Number 99. Why does the speaker mention shipping? Number 100. What does the speaker imply about the international dateline? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.